Very much so. February was a good month for all of our funds, positive in every respect, starting with the G fund, which never has a bad month. It was up 0.22. The F fund was up 0.26. The C fund was up 3.42. Our S fund was the winner for the month, up 4.52. And the I fund was up 3.33.
That's good news. The G fund doesn't surprise me. That's, you know, same as you always get. The numbers that are driving the C and the I fund, I think, are interesting, especially because, I guess people don't really, it's hard for you to wrap your head around the idea that gas prices going up can help you, at least when it comes to the TSP.
Right. Well, see, they seem on particular days like today, I see the market is down 18 points in the S&P, and that the instant analyzers are all saying that's because the price of oil is up, hovering around $100 a gallon again, or a barrel. But remember, our funds are set up to be broad-based. They track broad-based index funds. The C fund tracks the S&P 500, the 500 biggest companies for all practical effects, and the I fund tracks the funds invested in 20 different companies. And our S fund, of course, are our small domestic stocks. So they are well diversified, and in a period of rebound, which we seem to be in from the last 2 years, we've had a number of good months now in a row. Those companies are getting their feet back under them and coming back, and things seem to be going well.
I had a person that asks me periodically about different things to do with the TSP asked me today, now, what do all these good months in a row mean? And my response to her was, not a whole lot, because my crystal ball is broken and I can't predict what's going to happen over the next couple of months.
Well, that's right. You don't know what this means for the future. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important, and no one can predict reliably what's going to happen over the next few months. So that's why it's important that you be in when things are going well. Aside from our individual funds, our L funds all performed well last month. The L income fund was up 0.9, the 2020 fund up 2.15, the 2030 up 2.6, 2040 up 2.95, and our 2050, the new fund on the block, was our winner among the L funds, up 3.28.
What's coming up on the agenda for the board?
Well, we just had a board meeting, as a matter of fact, this week. And it was, very interesting because they went through the numbers. You know, they carefully look at all of the numbers on the investment performance and what's going on with our vendors to make sure, that we are going to be able to continue to operate. But they also took a close look this week at our participation numbers because we have had, substantial changes there. And we think that that's a result of two efforts that we put in place last year. One was the automatic enrollment, of course, and the other was sending out a leaflet to our approximately 400,000 non-contributors in the FERS category to remind them that by not putting in their own funds, they're essentially walking away and leaving money on the table in the form of matching contributions. And what we found in the last month is that our FERS non-contributors have decreased from 396,000 to 366,000. So they were very pleased, the board members, that both of those efforts seem to be having an effect on that, especially the mailing was our immediate staff analysis on it. We'll have to look more closely at it to really see what did it. But our participation rate has gone up from 83.2% among FERS employees to 84.6. Even our CSRS participation rate, I'm an old CSRSer, went up from 222 to 230,000. So we're not gone yet, all of us old CSRSers, and I suspect in that regard it was the simple fact that the markets have performed so well that some of the CSRSers, like me, who are getting close to retirement, thought, hey, you know, maybe I should get back in and try to get some more money in there before I retire. Things seem to be going going well.
Tom, great to hear from you, and it's great news on the numbers. I appreciate you being on with me today.
Very good. Good to be with you too, Francis.
Tom Trabucco is Director of External Relations for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board.